Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being up with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
Yeah. What's up, Radio World? What's happening?
Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. And for everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. For any inquiries or interviews, just hit us up at PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. And it's all good and it's all love. You can find us on Facebook.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. And I'd like to thank everybody out there for tuning in and thank everybody for all the support and love. And big ups to Bipolar Naked and big ups to Madman UNG Radio. Big ups to, you know, everybody out there. You know, there's just so many people out there. My mind is just running so fast right now. You know, it's all good. You know, so don't blame me. Don't fault me. You know, it's a lot of support that we get in Dob C, Coolio the Underdog. You know, we're being sponsored by Royal Blunts. You know, everybody out there. We got much love for everybody. But tonight's show is part two of the music industry discussion, live with Madman from UNG Radio. You know, he was on the show before. He's been on the show plenty of times. He's best, you know, friends of the show, you know, family of the show. It's all good. It's all love. And right now, we're going to just jump right on into the discussion. And right now, Madman, say what's good to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast? It's your boy, Madman. What up, Crazy Mo? Kimmy Simone.
What's good?
What's up, Madman?
It's all love.
Hey,
it's all love.
I'm here. Let's do this. About to blast off.
That's what's up. All day.
It's all good. And, you know, on tonight's show, you know, like we try to tell everybody, and we've been promoting to everybody, you know, it's all about the music industry, the do's and don'ts, the ups and downs, the frauds, the ins and outs, open, how you get doors open, how you get them shut, you know, about the BET Awards. That's what we was talking about last time, you know, about certain artists, you know, always getting certain awards. But this show, you know, we're just going to continue and just talk about, you know, whatever it may be freely. And we have a few callers on the line, too, and I want them to join in on the conversation, too. And right now, I want to see who's on the line. Caller, say what's good. Hello? Hello? Hello, caller? Sorry, not saying that, but it's all good. I'm trying to get everybody to join in. Hello, caller, say what's good to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans. Hello? Oh, they're not saying that.
Turn your radio down.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Why ain't nobody saying that? It's all good. It's all love, though. But anyways, man, why I got you on the line, why everybody else, you know, they just probably don't want to say anything. But in your own words, I want you, did you ever get a chance to make it to the BET Awards?
Yeah, we went down there, man. You know what I'm saying? We was on the outside. We didn't go in this time, man. A big old fight broke out, and the police had knocked a little bit out the way so people couldn't get in and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, but what I seen for it was a lesson, you know what I mean, for independent outside artists, you know what I mean? It was a lesson for our culture to know, you know, young black men making millions, you know, out there fighting behind little, you know what I mean? And there's some other things going on that we really don't know about, but, you know, some higher people in higher places that's sitting back laughing while we out there spreading.
Uh-huh. See, and that's crazy, and I don't know why a fight even broke out when everybody should be able to get along. See what I'm saying? There's plenty of money for everybody, all that beefing and stuff like that, you know, shootings. And I know everybody heard about the, you know, the Rick Ross and the Young Jeezy and 50 Cent issue. You know, it just, all that should have never even went down. But it happened anyway. See what I'm saying? But we're trying to figure out a way to stop all that. See what I'm saying? We need to figure out a way to really stop the violence in the mainstream and underground. We need to figure that out. And we need to do something about it. So, you know,
that's
we
right.
need to come up with the steps to help the youngsters and the young entrepreneurs that's coming out in the industry to follow a certain path instead of following the wrong path, which is gonna lead them into more controversy, I guess. what I'm saying? We need less controversy. We need less of that. And we need more we need more talent, more people with art that loves the art of the music. And if we can't find that, the music industry is going to fall. Hip-hop really will be dead. See what I'm saying? It really will be dead, whether people like it or not. And everybody knows they're already out there trying to take away rap music, period. See what I'm saying? They don't like it. And why do you think, and have you noticed, man, have you noticed that when black people come out, you know, doing music, rapping, you know, some people be tight, but you got the other races that don't, they say they don't like rap, but on the inside they really do. They really
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So now you got all these white boys rapping. I ain't got no problem with them, but you got these white boys rapping that sound like black people. You got Mexicans, Chinese people. You got all these new rappers, and they pushing the black people out the way. And, you know, do you know why they're doing that? See what I'm saying?
I don't know why, but it's like a cycle. It's kind of like slavery. You know, God blessed us to be the first on earth with all this power, and then people came and took over. Same thing with this music, you know what I mean? We got to get it tight. One thing I noticed, I learned in the music industry, man, is that a lot of people want to be bosses, you know what I'm saying? And some people got to learn to play their position. All right, you part of the team, but you don't rap. You good at security. You part of the team, you don't rap. You good at DJing. You know, everybody got to be grown about this thing, man. Learn how to play their parts, you know what I'm saying?
You know, but people can't figure that out. You know, everybody want to just get placed in the industry, you know, don't want to have to do the hard work. Everybody want to take the easy way out instead of putting in the labor to really get to the peak. You know, people don't want to start on the bottom. People rather start on top. Just like people don't want to buy people's music CDs. So I'm saying, you as an artist, you know, I know you've been out there selling CDs and doing what you're doing, but you come across those people who be like, nah, I'm all right. You know, they don't want to support, but they want to get it for free. So I'm saying, if you give it to them for free, say, yeah, I got this music CD for free, they're quick to take it. But if you say, yeah, oh, there's a price on it or a donation, they second guess it. Well, I don't know. Then they looking at it, you know, up and down like they want to buy it. They iffy. Be like, man, whatever. Why? I don't understand why people won't support artists. See what I'm saying? They'll support watered-down music, but they won't support real music. You know, but I don't know. I just don't get those issues like that, and we need to figure it out, you know, how to solve that. We need to take a stand somewhere.
That's right. We're going to figure it out tonight. Call us, y'all out there. Call in. Call in and support Craig Smoke. He's putting his heart and soul into this. We on the radio every night. You know what I'm saying? Supporting the artist. Support the radio station tonight. The people who called in tonight and didn't say nothing, call back. Turn your radios down so we can hear you. If you're in your car blazing one, drinking it, turn your radio down and call back. If you're in the studio, turn the studio equipment down and call back. Let's talk. Let's get this discussion going about these contracts, about people that's selling out, about people that's getting money and giving back. You know what I'm saying? The music industry is being taken away from us right about now. We need to take it back. You know what I mean? This is our lane.
Yeah, and we're going to get into some of these callers again. Hello, caller. Say what's good to put them on blast radio. Say what's up, man.
What's good?
Who are you calling?
Man, this is
your name, caller.
It's Game Warden.
Oh, what's good,
what up, Game
Warden?
What's good, y'all?
We got much love. You got much love from Raw Dog Music. Put them on blast radio right now. As you know, we're discussing the music industry. In your own words, what is your take on the music industry, you know, this period on, you know, like what you heard us discussing about the ups and downs and the do's and don'ts and how people are?
Man, you know what, man? You know how I feel about the industry, man. The industry is a mockery right now, man. It's in bad shape, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't know what it's going to take to get it back in order, man, because it got so many clowns that it's a circus now, dude. I mean, real talk. I mean, my philosophy is this, man. I know exactly what happened to the whole industry, man. Back in, like, the, like, 80s, even some in the 90s, man, rappers was always talking to a sucker MC. You remember that? Everybody was rapping to the sucker MC. They didn't call nobody's name, but it was some suckers out there who really trying to do this. They couldn't do this, or they trying to do it like somebody, and they just coming off lame or whatever. They called them sucker MCs. What happened is the sucker MC came in the back door. He came in through the back door with dope money, and they started paying their way in. I was talking to somebody about that today, man. This dude I was talking to don't even rap. He just been a fan of hip-hop for a long time. And he said to me, he said, man, listen to some of these rappers out here on the radio. And this dude ain't even a black dude. It's a white dude now, but he loves rap.
Wow.
And so this is his perspective. He's like, man, I don't even see how some of these dudes that's on the radio can even get on the radio. Because, you know, a lot of this music out here now, man, this is not good. And I had to go into it on them. I was like, I'm going to tell you what happened. When cats starts making that money, they start slinging dope in the hoods, and they got a certain amount of money, and they got big money, they start going to radio stations, man, and paying them DJs to play their album. And what happens is people don't know how to separate fantasy from reality. So when they hear something on the radio continuously, man, what it is, man, they cramming that down your throat, and it's subliminally making you accept what you really normally would not accept, because they brainwashing you. Every time you look up, they got some silly popcorn peanut butter song on the radio that you know you really don't have no respect for. But everywhere you go, they playing it because they done paid to play. And now you thinking, okay, it's all to the good. And what happens is over time, people start accepting that, and nobody questioning it no more. I talk about that sort of thing in my music all the time, man. Nobody questioning this lame, this dumbing down of music, man. It's been dumbed down, and people is like, oh, it's just what it is. No, man. You know, it's reflecting our society. It's reflecting our culture that we're accepting unintelligent music and lyrics and so forth and whatnot, man. It show up in our school. Our school systems are suffering. Kids ain't trying no more. I work with kids every day, man, and they don't even care. School is a joke to them, bro.
That's why I want to talk to them. That's why I need them to call in, because, see, I know a lot of them that think school is a joke, and then they just want to get into rapping or get into music because everybody feel like they can rap and they got a story to tell. But not knowing that once they make it, people going to let them know, you know, you need schooling. You need schooling.
That's right.
Got to know your reading, got to know math if you're going to get in the industry.
You gotta know how to count your money.
Hey, but to go back on what Game Warden said, man, Game Warden was basically, I got where he was going with it. The DJs and the owners of the radio station now, it's all about favoritism / money. They don't want to play the good artists no more. It's all about giving them money to spin these records, basically what you were saying, right?
I mean, that's how it started, and it turned into something even more uglier than that. But that's how the ball got rolling, man. Money changed hands, which is really not supposed to happen. That's illegal in itself. You're not supposed to even be able to do that, but it got done. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to work on getting the artists together, man, and make some kind of petition where all the rappers, all the OGs can get together, and we either go to the city or whatever, man, you know, get something going. Man, can you remember when we were talking about Crazy? Break it down, man.
Yeah, you know, my bad. You know, don't mind me. I was sitting here trying to get this number out to OYG Red Run. We're trying to get him to call in. You know, it's all good because he got something to say, too. But what Man Man's talking about last show, you know, I think I even spoke with you, too, Game Warden. You know, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but we need to take a stand, and we need to get all the artists, mainstream, underground, everybody that these young artists, that they, the people who they, you know, that they idolize, we need to get them together to go out and get all these youngsters, gather them all up, and put them, you know, get each artist need to take a group of kids, a group of youngsters, maybe 5 to 10, each one need to grab them. And they need to mentor them in the right way and tell them, yeah, we rapping, but we going through things too. We've been through what you're going through, so what you're trying to get into the industry is the wrong way. You don't have to do that. You need to stay in school. See, they need to hear that from their idols. That's what gets them to come into the industry in the first place. See what I'm saying? Because of who they see in the music video. Oh, I see E-40, or I see, you know, Snoop Dogg, or I see whoever it may be, OYG, Red Run. You know, I see Madman. I see whoever in the video shaking their ass with the girls and riding the fancy cars. And the youngsters see that like, oh, I want that. I want some of that.
Yeah.
How can I get that? Oh, I want to start rapping. And then they mind mentality is like, oh, once I first, I'm just learning how to rap. Now they got it on CD, their first song, you know, and then now they think they the shit. Now they feel like they can out rap the people that's been there all this time when they really can't. You know what I'm saying? But their mind mentality is thinking that. And they need to start thinking totally differently. But all I'm saying is we need to take a stand and just get all these artists to gather at these youngsters to turn them in the right direction instead of letting them just run wild and do all this crazy dumb shit and sitting up talking about it. Why sit up and talk about the youngsters, about the bad stuff they're doing? Won't you go out and help them? Don't sit up and just make rap songs. Yeah, the youngsters are going crazy. They off the hyphy juice or whatever it may be. See what I'm saying? No, go out and help them kids so they ain't got to be off that hyphy shit or whatever it may be. I'm not talking about hyphy music. I'm just talking about when I say hyphy, I'm just saying getting wild. You know, they're wilding out.
Listen,
you know,
brother,
that's what I mean when I'm saying hyphy. So I'm not talking
about
hyphy.
You know what, brother? Yeah. In a perfect world, That'd be the epitome of what should happen. But unfortunately, man, a lot of these artists, man, and really the majority, I mean, it's only probably a handful of artists that I can truly honestly name off, man, that got something positive to offer the game. I mean, Lupe Fiasco, first one popping in my mind, that's a positive MC, man. He got this one song right now, All Come Up, Bitch Bad, Woman Good, and, man, it's talking about how the industry and music and videos have poisoned the mind of our youth, man, to think that it's okay for these young chicks to come out here half dressed and being seductive and whatnot, and they made us think that that's a normality, that it's okay, and he's exposing it, man. And there's not a lot of MCs out there that's doing that, man. It used to be some conscious MCs, man, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, man, like even in the 90s somewhere in there. We went through a dark, I told my partner, I said, man, hip-hop went through a dark age where everything was dark, man, and what happened is that dark age spawned some other stuff, man, and it's so messy. And it's hard to get rappers to come together and do that. Some of these rappers be out here talking about what they doing for the youth. Even like, you know what I'm saying, Snoop got a positive streak in his body. Don't get it twisted. But, man, I mean, I don't know what he coming or going half the time. You know what I'm saying? Because one minute he on something with some youth, next minute, I mean, he doing the tradition or whatever. So, man, you can't send mixed messages to these kids, bro. You can't send mixed messages to them, dude, because they're going to be like, how you telling me that they take stuff for face value? Kids don't have the ability to look past what you're saying and read between the lines. They're taking it for face value. If you're saying don't do this, that, and the other, then the next minute you're showing you all riding down on niggas with straps and busting or whatever, they're going to think you're a hypocrite and they're not listening to you.
Exactly.
Right, if you're going to say that, at least say get in and get out. At least if you're going to do that, at least tell them to get in and get out. You know what I mean?
At least give them an option.
Exactly. Hey, if you're going to blast on the police, be prepared to go to jail for life or get AW.
My motto,
I think personally, I feel like the way I'm looking at life and the way I'm seeing everything on the news and the media and the way I see this everything, period, I feel like every man is going to wind up doing life in prison before the end of time due to murder, you know, some kind of attempted murder. It's going to be due to some kind of killing. See what I'm saying? That's just my motto. That's my feeling from kids all the way to adults. See what I'm saying? I'm talking about the men, and it's going to be mostly all females on the street like it is now. And then the men is wondering why these females is dyking and licking and laughing, you know, and acting like men, because they know where's their baby daddy's at. Oh, they locked up in the pen. What'd he do? Oh, he went down for selling so much drugs, or he killed somebody. Oh, he's doing life. He ain't never coming home. See what I'm saying? It don't make sense.
Oh, man, let me tell you right now, that's the whole reason that everything is upside down right now, man, because the men in our culture have stepped down and haven't stepped up, man, because these young girls, man, they need that father in their life to show them what to expect from men, for one, and two, how to conduct themselves as a woman. If they don't have that instruction in the home, guess what? They're going to learn that out in the streets. And the first thing the cat on the street going to tell them, if you want me to like you, you want my affection and my attention,
you got to act like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they get the wrong message, and then they know what? It's spread like wildfire.
Right now, in the music industry, they got it mixed. No, right now we have another caller on the line. Say what's up, caller, to put him on blast radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Compton Kid. What's going on, man?
What's up?
What it do?
Big ups, no. The Compton Kid. What is your take? What is your take on the music industry? Oh, you got to cut your radio down. It's echoing.
Hold on.
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, no,
that's Compton Kid, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Kid,
it's all
that,
man. Put them on blast radio. What's up with it, Compton Kid? What's your input on the music industry and, you know, what you've been hearing so far?
Well, as far as me being a young artist myself, I do see a lot, I do hear a lot. Like, a lot of people get into the industry and they, you know, it's misleading because they show these false images and they say they want to do this and do this for the people, but they never get back. They take that opportunity and they run and they never go back. And as far as what y'all was saying earlier, as far as, you know, the females in the game, some people got to lead by example. They got to show who they are as a person first before they even, you know, try to correct someone else. Because, you know, we all got our faults. We all got our faults and our flaws. So the only thing we could do is try to work on ourselves and then help other people build towards that goal.
That's what's
up. It's going to be a hard test because in today's world, sex, money and drugs is three different ball games, but it's all twined in one. Now in the music industry, they're making modeling scenes. You wear panties and a bra and show your ass all over the place. That's modeling. Modeling really is dressing nice, walking down a runway, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And you know, being classy. But they turn in classy into assy. Not the time. Mm. Y'all feel where I'm going with it. But
I understand you.
And,
I understand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then the messed up part about it is they're taking the finest black women on earth doing this to them, and they're making the women forget that they come from Africa and that they're queens, you know what I'm saying? And us brothers as kings, we glorifying it, you know, we going to the strip club making it rain, you know what I'm saying? Your record won't be successful if you don't make it rain. You can't come to the club and pack the house no more and get out and really give a good show, not unless you got two girls on stage throwing ass. And when the niggas come out to come and see your show, they ain't even looking at the rapper or listening to the words no more. They got the camera on the female all up in her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a distraction, man. It's a major distraction.
They brainwashing all these females with money. See what I'm saying? Because all these females, if you notice, females are quick to say, especially black females, oh, you can't give me that much money, you know, to do this and do that. I would never do that. I could never be paid off. But as soon as, you know, behind closed doors, somebody run up on them somewhere, here's two racks. They quick to go do a little porno movie. They in music videos. They doing this. They don't mind dressing half naked or damn near with nothing because due to the fact those group of females are already like that mentally. It's in them. See what I'm saying? And
that's
it
right.
It just took some money or a little bit of something just to bring it out of them. See what I'm saying? That's all it is. And most females is waiting. Most females is waiting for a man or a rapper or an artist or a record company producer to come along and say, here's some money. I want to make you a video vixen. I want to make you a
right.
star.
That's
I want to make
dream.
You the top model.
And then they started chasing that dream and actually forget about education.
No, no, no. I'm just talking about females.
Right.
And it
ain't just women. It's men, too. It's the whole thing. It has to do with everybody. It ain't just women. It's men,
that's
too.
Right.
Everybody gets sold out for what they want, for a little bit of nothing. Knowing in the end, you ain't got nothing. That's where we lost
that. Right.
We got to love and support each other.
That's why I can stay humble.
Yeah, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying,
right.
What I'm, you know, y'all understand what I was saying. I was just saying in a female aspect, and that's the words from Kimmy Simone. You know what I'm saying? That's her point of view. She put it out there. Men are groupies just as well as women are. You see men out there, men, they have male crushes. See what I'm saying? Man crushes. I don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand no man crush. Especially if somebody you idolize and you don't mind being with him, you know, just like a female, same thing. Because I see
that's
it all the time on
game
TV.
That's because the game is so cool. I said, this is a game war, man.
That's just because the game is so corrupted, man. I mean, it's just a everything that you're seeing in the industry, man, is just a reflection of what's going on in our culture, man. Our culture has been under attack for a lot of years, man.
And
what you have is when you start getting families broken up and families not sticking together, there's no male in the household, and the woman is doing the man's job, and these young men are being raised by their mama alone, they still got this desire to be a man. It's just going to come out different ways and wrong ways because they don't have nobody to guide them into their manhood. And so they start testing each other. They start putting their chest up against each other trying to see, you know what I'm saying, because they have it's inside of a young male child to want male affirmation. But the thing is, females, the daughter in a family needs male affirmation as well. Her father is supposed to Her father's supposed to be a first example to her of what to expect from the male species. As a young little baby girl in diapers, her dad is supposed to show her how to, when he hug his wife, hey, baby, open door for her. She's supposed to watch that happen, and internally, she's learning how she's supposed to be treated. Okay, when he's absent, guess what? That desire to be affirmed by a male is still there. It just goes wrong when they go out into the streets, because here it is, two young people, male and female, both don't have the examples they need in their household, and so they're trying to find it within each other, and they're getting it the wrong way. He's like this: give me them draws, and I'll show you the love that you're looking for, that you should have been taught, that your dad should have gave you. And he's like saying, and the more draws I get, that's going to make me a man. You feel me?
See,
the more draws I get,
yeah,
the more babies I have, that's going to make me a man. When he ain't got no daddy, he say, tell him, nah, that ain't how you become a man. Let me show you how a man is. Let me show you what a man is. And when they don't have that example, bro, then all hell can break loose. Our culture is under attack. The enemy is busy, bro. He don't care. He loves it being messy like this.
I think most men is wrong. I think most men is wrong for even coming at females like that, knowing they come from broken homes, or they might be, you know, runaways or whatever it may be. They might be abused from abused relationships, and even vice versa. But right now I'm just talking about men. So I'm saying they wrong to even walk up on a female and say, okay, well, how are you doing? You know, tell me about your life, basically. And the female running down, you know, thinking that he cares. And then she turn around and, you know, be like, well, I don't have no daddy, I never did, and I never had that father figure. So he decides on, okay, well, I'm going to brainwash you now. You know, you ain't got nobody. There's nobody that's ahead, that's on top of the food chain, that can really protect you from a person like
me. I'm glad you said that.
Mentally,
you know, and I don't understand why
like
men even think that when they should be able to go out and they see somebody like that. See, coming from me, I feel like a man should go out and help a female like that. You ain't got to go and just give them money or nothing like that, but just try to motivate somebody like that. You know, it's going to be all right. You know, you ain't got to worry. You know, I understand your daddy wasn't there, but you got to watch out for certain men, because they will come out with that pimping lingo and try to get you caught up in it. So if you a female who don't know nothing, you're going to fall for it. And you're going to be right there, right along the bandwagon with the rest of these girls.
Yeah.
You're going to be right along with the rest of them, wishing that you were doing something better with your life. You know what
I'm saying, man? You know what, man? Hello?
Yeah,
what you saying that right there, man, I just peeped something out again. What's wrong with our race right now, man, for the music industry and the young brother and sister that's growing up? Back in the day, man, we had black leaders. And yeah, brothers who wasn't afraid to come out and speak, you know, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. You know, we don't got nobody in our race speaking up no more. You know what I'm saying? We only got like Farrakhan or Obama. We need people in every state, every city, somebody who's not afraid. Look up to Eddie Bishop. No disrespect, he might be gay in church. You know what I'm saying?
We need a million men. We need a million black men, like they had a million man march. We need a million black strong voices across this country who's, like you said, in every city and state, we need to put people in those positions. You see what I'm saying? We need to find the strong voices and put them there, so that way those strong voices, because we need more leaders than followers. We need
right.
to turn these followers into leaders, just like we need to turn unbelievers into believers.
I can
you know,
say that.
We need to really do that.
Just on
we need to figure out a way to do it.
Hey, in music, man, come on, y'all. In music, let's get together. That's what this is about. You know how Russell Simmons had these carcasses where everybody sit down at the hip-hop table and they trying to get some things together. Brothers just come out really just to sell an album, take a picture, say, I took a picture with the game, I took a picture with, you know, this person, that person. Man, come out there and actually make them.
to do something regardless if you're going to be rich or not. You know what I'm saying?
But that's on both sides of the table. See what I'm saying? From whoever, like a person like you, say you do a song with the game is on your song, so it's all good, but you need to do a song with him, see what I'm saying, instead of just whatever maybe. Y'all need to converse
and work together.
Really support. Everybody needs the support. Just because you mainstream don't mean that you're better than. You started underground first. People, that's what mainstream artists need to know. They started underground first. Besides the people that were just
let me tell you what the word of God say. Just for those who don't know, the word of God say about money. A lot of people quote the Bible and they say, "Oh man, money is the root to all evil." No, you're incorrect, sir. You're incorrect. Money is not the root to all evil. The Bible says the love of money is. The love of money. Because, see, money is a tool, and money answers all things. Don't get it twisted. It's a tool to be used for what tools are used for, to build up or to tear down or what have you, whatever the case may be. But the love of money is where evil takes root. And when people start getting money, what happens is, man, they begin to get selfish and they begin to get self-centered, and that's when you get all these people who make successful situations turn bad, and then they look. I mean, how many times you heard people talk about, you know how I mean? You ain't got this and I got that. We both was in the hood. We were both was in the hood, and you got out. Instead of looking back and reaching and grabbing me, you look back at me and it's like, man, you look at you. Oh, man, you lame. This, that, and the other. Man, you ain't got nothing I got. But we was both in the hood. Now you got out. Now you too better for me. That's that poison, man. That's that poison, man. The love of money is due to all evil, and the industry is suffering from that, man, because people love success. But they don't want to share it.
People even end up back in the hood, though. They'd be like, if it wasn't for the greed that they had, that they would have, you know, they would have probably pulled them people up. But then again, you know, they failed because they had greed.
I think artists that have been out there for a while, I think those artists that are legends or feel like they're legends, I think some of them just got big ego trips, because I have a cousin that ran up on an artist that's very well known, but he stays out here in Sacramento. He walked up on him and asked him, you know, gave him his demo and asked him, you know, can I get on? You know, he explained who he was, and the first thing the dude said to him was, if it ain't broke, why fix it? See what I'm saying? And my cousin didn't know. He didn't know what he meant, so he came at me and told me the situation, because he wanted me to tell him what did that mean to me. See what I'm saying? Now, if you give somebody your demo and you tell them who you are and you're excited to see this person and you know, you're just trying to get in where you fit in, and this person come at you and say, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Yeah,
and don't even
cool.
take your demo.
And that's messed
you
up.
Know, I told him
what
that
he
was
meant. What he
I
meant was,
him.
I'm on, and you where you at. Go ahead and be happy. Go ahead and be happy where you at, and let me just be me. When in fact, that's the retardedest thing you ever heard of. Because once upon a time, he was that dude that he was rushing up on, and that's what happens when money take over. People start losing their humanistic characteristics, man. They start becoming this person. When you get everything you want, it's a dangerous thing, man. You got to have a conscience. You got to have God in your heart, or you'll get lost, man. This ain't the first time this has been happening.
Man, Game Warden, all these people out here is lost. Look at all these rich people, every single last one of them. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even got that long until the show's almost over. But all these rich people out here, I feel like it's wrong for every rich person that's on this planet to even have more than maybe two or three cars. But you got these rich people living in block mansions. They got 20 or 30 vehicles and got all property everywhere, all across the world, you know, spending hundreds of millions of dollars on mansions that burn down and then they rebuild and burn down, rebuild them. But you got all these people that's in need and you won't even help them. See what I'm saying? They even got family members they won't even help, knowing they need vehicles, they might need whatever. They won't even give them a car. Hey, here's a car. I know you've been going to college or whatever. You need a car here. They don't do that. They like, shit, whatever. Go get your own money. This is my money. I work for this. I don't owe you anything. Nobody said
they
you owe anybody. It's just the principle. See what I'm saying? Too much is too much. That's why I was saying before, you cannot die with your money. You can't die with all this material stuff. People like us work hard. You know, it's a mind thing. I think it's the devil or whatever, but we work so hard just to get material stuff. We work hard to go buy a fancy house. We work hard to go get a fancy car that looks nice. We work hard to go, you know, go get some nice furniture just so when the people come over, you can say, see my stuff? My stuff look nice, so everybody ooh and all that. That's a bunch of crap. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just get some money, you know, get you something nice. You ain't got to brag to everybody, but anything extra, go help somebody. Go help the homeless out there. Help grab some homeless, go out there and go to McDonald's. Go to McDonald's and buy 10 meals or 20 meals, full-course meals, and go out there and give them to the homeless people. Give each one of them a bag, hamburger, french fries, soda, napkin, you know, some dessert, whatever it may be. You know, go out there and do that. Ain't nobody going to do it, though. Ain't nobody
going to
do
it. Forget a $300,000 Bentley. Go to the auction and go, how many cars can you get out of $300,000 at an auction?
Man.
Your whole entire family got a car. Your whole family tree got a car.
We fake the realistic fact of if a person in their right frame of mind with the right heart, and you can do that all day long, man. But what the issue is, man, you got insecure people out here, man, who always look for affirmation from other people. It boils down to insecurities. Why do I want to show you my watch all the time? Why do every time the cameras come on, I gotta have my phone to my ear? Because I want to look and appear to you like somebody important because of insecurities, and that spawns at childhood, man. It's a parent's job to put confidence in a child. If a parent is instilling confidence and hardcore morals in a child, when they become older, they ain't gonna have all these fancy things to feel good about themselves. Yeah, they can be driven and still be successful, but it ain't got to be the main purpose they want of success. These people are insecure, and it all starts in childhood. You can roll up on a 25-year-old chick with a booty all out if you want to and tell a man, it's another way to do this. Guess what? You're halfway too late. Because it's too late to start talking to them about what you should have did, what you should have been told when you was a little girl. Because now you're 25, and it's been working for her, dude. It's been working for her.
But you
gotta
say, we know. I gotta go, y'all. I'm gonna just y'all let it out. All right, well, we thank you for calling in, man. It's all good. You know, you got much love. You know, thank you for calling in and put them on blast radio. You know, hopefully you tune in again. Much love to you. And you be safe and blessed to you. You know,
stay tuned, man. Keep doing it.
I'll still be on the show. All right,
man.
Hey, don't worry. Don't worry about it. Compton Kid is from UNG, man. I got you.
Oh,
yeah, it's all good.
Compton Kid. Nothing.
All right, y'all.
Put them on blast. Got you, Compton Kid. We got you, baby.
Yeah, but we really need to just try to really make a change, and we need to find stronger men, stronger black men especially. You know, we understand there's youngsters out here that's running wild, but we need to take these youngsters and tame them. I don't care how we got to do them. We don't need to send them to jail and do all that, but we need to really tame them and really teach them and show them how to be a real black individual, because most of these youngsters that's running around hyphy, you know, getting wilding out or whatever you want to call it, most of them got kids to themselves. You know what I'm saying? And they're going so crazy. They're going so crazy within themselves, it's hard for them to even become a father because they wasn't raised with a father or with parents. Because most, you know, if you ask most people, who was you raised by? When you was growing up, who was you raised by? I guarantee you at least 80-some-odd percent, if not more, would say I was raised by my grandparents. I guarantee it. And can't nobody say I'm wrong, because most people was, because parents wasn't parents. Parents was there, you know, popping in and out, and some parents were just like, go play with the neighborhood. See what I'm saying? So when you go play with the neighborhood, the grandparents like, no, you come over here with grandma and grandpa, and we're going to raise you the right way and give you morals and show you respect and how to respect life and people and teach you things in life, you know, that you need to know, since you're not getting it from your parents. And we know you're not getting it from your parents because you're in front of us acting crazy. And that's not how you act in front of elderly people. See what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. What would you like to say, Ms. Kimmy?
What I want to say, man, I've been listening to you the whole time, baby, and it's real. Crazy No Blood being off and listening to you, too. But what I'm trying to say is we need to start with ourselves. Children only imitate their atmosphere. They're imitating what they see, what they hear. You understand what I'm saying? We got to start with ourselves. And once we start with ourselves, whatever our problems may be, we fix that. And we can fix the children.
That's right.
Yeah.
And those is where
we got addicted to stay out of jail and do the right thing and praise God more. And the kids is that, you know, ain't nothing nice about going to jail trying to sell a record or prove strength for the neighborhood. It's you look better dressing in a suit, holding the Bible / Quran, going to church or the mosque, and taking your family with you every now and then. If you can't do it every week, do it once a month, at least twice a year, or do it in your house at least, you know what I mean? Or try to sit down and talk to your family, you know what I'm saying? And then on another level, parents really going to have to buckle down and listen to the rap music with their children to see what their kids are listening to. You know what
That's
I mean?
And right now we got 5 minutes. Right now we got 5 minutes until the show ends. And, man, is there anything else, you know, real quick that you might want to say before the show ends? Any last words?
Oh, definitely, man. I love to blast our generation right now, y'all. Let's get back on the reality tip. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to use the king and queen word. We know that's where we are, where we come from. It's 2012. I know it's get money. You know what I mean? Any means necessary. You know what I mean? Let's get back into the leadership. If you can get 10-song album, you know what I mean? Make 2 songs positive. If you're going to make 1 song, shake your ass. Make it shake your ass conscious. You know, let the people know what is the consequences behind it. You know what I mean? Then another, you know, it's just a million subjects that we could touch all night, you know. So it's kind of sad that we only get so long to talk about this. You know, I wish we could have had way more callers because I advertised tonight's show to 75,000 people. You know, so we should have had the phone going off the hook. You know what I mean? We should have had some big celebrities calling in here. Everybody and their mama trying to get involved with what we're trying to get involved. The big fish, they out there listening. They don't want to call because they're sitting back laughing with their feet up right now. But they don't know they could be taken in a matter of seconds and they be in the unemployment line tomorrow, you know. So with that being said, my brothers and sisters, look, when you get blessed out here in this game, in this industry, man, do the right thing. Don't turn your back on the people who are responsible for helping you get to where you got to. And don't spend your money ignorant, man. Be wise about spending your money. And all the brothers that's out there that got the knowledge, share it with the neighborhood. Share it with the community, man. Talk to your peoples, man. Talk to these youngsters, man. You know what I'm saying? And like Simone said, it got to start with us. Talk to yourself. Go in a secluded room and pray to God for an hour and get some meditation and come back out right. You know what I'm saying? It might work with you for a whole week. You know what I mean? You know, let's get together, man, and work together strong, y'all. That's all. That's just Mad Man UNG. Please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, you know what I mean? Support a brother, you know. If you want to buy an album offline. If not, you know what I'm saying, at least listen to my music, you know what I mean? Or hit the radio station up to get your music played if you got something to say. I can help you with that. One last thing before I get off. Earlier when you said your cousin ran up on a celebrity, right? People run up on me all the time and ask me, what can you do for me, Mad Man UNG, man? Help me out, man. What are you UNG record signing, folks? I'm like, look, man, I'm still in the process of getting established myself. But what I can do, I have some friends around the corner that has a show. They do it once a month. Why don't you go over there and perform? Or why don't you give me your song and I help you and play it on the radio? I try to help people out like that. And the other artists need to come back like that too, man. You know what I mean? You ain't got to shine nobody off. Give them a little direction. You know what I mean? I got a magazine, independent magazine. They might put you down. I got a homeboy at the radio station who's a DJ. He might spin your record and let you freestyle. You know what I mean?
You never know.
You might get blessed and come back.
I don't want to cut you short, but we only got like 2 minutes, probably a minute and a half left, and I just want to thank you, Man, and I want to thank you, Game Warden, for calling in. I'd like to thank all the callers who called in, and I'd like to tell everybody be safe, stop the violence. We need to come together as one, and, you know, we need unity, and we need to support all our local artists. Everybody be safe and blessed, and Game Warden, I want you to end it. We got a few, about a minute and something left. Is there any last words you might want to say?
Yeah, man, I'll just say, like we were saying earlier, man, start with yourself, man. You can't change the whole world overnight, but you can affect your particular area, your particular circle you're in. Start with your son, your nephew, your cousin, whatnot, man. Tell them the truth. Keep them straight. Keep them following what's right and what's not crooked, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's be a domino effect. That's how you got to do it. You never know who you might rub off on, and they might rub off on the next person, man. And that's how we start making certain changes. The world ain't going to never be 100% a better place, but it can be better percentage in your space. You feel me? And go to ReverbNation.com/GameWarden and check out that Dunamis click. Me and my family, my daughter, my son, sticking together, making this music hot. You feel me?
Yes, sir. That's what's up. And peace to everybody. Much love until next time. And we out. You heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Peace. Much love. God bless. Be safe. And we out.